Hi, this is Donna. Welcome to the podcast on learning through and from reflection. Reflection is a process of reviewing an experience of practice in order to describe, analyze, and evaluate to inform learning about practice. There are many ways to reflect on professional practice. They can include describing and discussing an everyday occupational therapy event, selecting an incident or activity to write about, debriefing after significant events, what surprised you about the event. Some tips for supporting the development of reflective skills in students are: create an atmosphere for reflective discussion. They may be nervous about discussing things that they think they should be able to handle and process on their own, but in reality they need your guidance and insight to assist them to make sense of the experiences. Role model by reflecting on your own practice by talking out loud your decisions. Ask and expect the student to ask questions in the affective domain. Being reflective requires the development of skills that emerge and become refined with experience. Students need to become more self-aware and utilize self-appraisal, self-assessment techniques. They need to be able to identify where their strengths lie and what areas they would like to continue to develop skills in. They can work on honing their descriptive skills, which should include them asking themselves these questions. Does my description capture the situation accurately? Are my feelings accurately and honestly reported? Did I think about a possible future action plan related to the situation? Fook and Gardner in 2007 suggest some reflective questions that may help the students. They can ask themselves, what was my role in this encounter? How did I act? Was I comfortable or uncomfortable? Why? What actions did I take? How could I have improved or changed the encounter? What can I do differently in the future? What have I learned from this experience? Has it changed my way of thinking? Are there any ethical or institutional issues arising from the situation? How do I plan to process and make sense of those issues? As an OT educator, you can help develop the student's reflexive capacity through having discussions with the student, review their journaling or reflective entries, which they do as part of the UBC placement process. Your role will be to identify any assumptions they're making, identify any perspectives that you think they might be missing, identify where their thinking may be coming from, is it knowledge, pragmatic reasoning, and try to normalize the situation for them based on your experience and knowledge, particularly around any ethical or social situations that are posing as conundrums for the students. Oftentimes, students are too hard on themselves, and you need to let them know that. Do your best not to judge. Try to support and affirm. Much of how you can do this is through posing more questions to the student, which creates dialogue and further discussion. Thanks and have fun.